Good morning, Roland.
Good morning, my people. Hope all is well. Looking forward to go to Nashville tonight to be honored by the National Newspaper Publishers Association with one of their top awards. So
you're being honored tonight?
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you so very much. So looking forward to that. And while I'll be doing that, my buddy April Ryan, she is actually spending some time with President Barack Obama in on his African trip, of course. This is the second visit by the president to the motherland since he was elected in 2008. She joins us right now from Senegal. April, first of all, good morning. What exactly is the president doing as we speak, and what is the goal he has outlined for this trip?
Well, Roland, good morning and congratulations on your honor. And everybody, good morning. I'm over here in Dakar, Senegal, at the Presidential Palace. I'm literally, I stepped out of the press conference, the bilateral press conference, to talk to you guys. President Obama is talking with President Sally right now about their agenda, this common agenda about trade and firming up democracy. And this tour is pretty much about that. And it's also aimed at the youth. He's going to three nations. This is the first stop, Senegal. And he's going to go also today to Gori Island to the slave house, Mansion de Esclave, the slave house on Gori Island, to go through the door of no return, the last stop for many Africans on the continent of Africa before they were in bondage and slavery in many countries, including the United States.
The one thing that is looming over this trip, obviously, is the condition of Nelson Mandela. Just this morning, CBS News is reporting that his grandchildren were summoned to the hospital. And so is that also a lot of the talk among folks in the press, traveling the president as well as White House aides?
Roland, you have hit the nail squarely on the head. Mr. Mandela, Nelson Mandela's condition has been really overshadowing this trip from the very beginning. The beginning of the trip, the president was only scheduled to go to Cape Town when they were in the planning stages. And then at the time when Mr. Mandela was ailing and not in the hospital, he was living in Joburg, and we thought there might be an OTR and off the record to go there. But then Joburg was actually put on the schedule, and now they also put Pretoria to possibly go to the hospital to see him. So there's three areas in South Africa that they were going to, and originally it was just one. So Mr. Mandela's illness, his condition is of major concern, because right now, just a couple of hours ago, they said we were at the point of no return. They said if we go through this with this press conference, we are going on with the trip as planned. So tonight we leave from Senegal to go to South Africa. So go to Joburg first. So we'll see how things progress. But
you are going to alter the schedule to go to Johannesburg.
No. The schedule, when they came up, the last part of when they firmed up the schedule to put it out to the press, they had Joburg on it. And then the last piece they put on was Pretoria. They added Pretoria within the last couple of weeks, like in the last 2 weeks or so.
So when are you going there?
Mr. Mandela's condition.
So you go from...
I'm not exactly sure. Well, if things can change, we just don't know right now. But we are definitely going to Johannesburg this evening. And we'll see from there. And we understand, all of us in the press have been watching our BlackBerries, and we're seeing that they're saying, you know, some of the families are saying it's any moment. We understand the kids have come in, the families come in for the shortest period of time that they've been there. So Nelson Mandela is someone that President Obama really greatly admires. He did his foreword to one of his books. And he has not, but this is very important too. President Obama is really concerned with Mr. Mandela's condition, because he has not seen him since he's been president of the United States. He saw him as senator, but not as president of the United States.
But the First Lady did during the First Lady, though.
Visited. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
She did.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
She did.
Speaking of the family, Sasha and Malia, they don't look real happy on this trip. They look like they'd rather be back in Washington, D.C. or Chicago. Or something. Is it just me, Sybil?
How is it, April?
Let me say this to you. Tom, when your mother and father dragged you to an educational visit, did you really want to go?
Right.
But when you look back on it later on, you're like, oh, yeah. So maybe that could have been some of it. Maybe they were tired. I mean, it was a long flight.
We want to stay with Grandma. Fun. Grandma,
has plans.
Oh, Grandmom is in there. She's hanging in there. Mrs. Robinson is here.
Oh, she said too?
And also Leslie Robinson is here as well, her granddaughter. So the girls' cousins, they've got one cousin with them. So there's a lot to do. And let me tell you something, the hotel that they're staying in is on the water, trust me. And it's got a bowling alley next to it. They stayed in the nice hotel, okay, where they could do some things. So
and the press
they might
is
have
staying.
Just been a little tired. I'm just thinking that.
And the press is
I'm
not
sorry,
that,
what?
The press is not at that nice hotel, huh?
Okay.
Be careful, my sister.
Yes, read her blog later for details. April Ryan, American Urban Radio Network,
yes.
White House correspondent. We appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
My brothers and my sister, thank you so much.
Oh, look at
Dakar,
it.
Senegal. Look,
bring some kente cloth back.
Welcome home, my sister.
Bring some kente cloth back.
I will bring you some. I know you need some.
I ain't got a problem with
it. I know you don't.
All right, April.